Nedarim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. We continue with our discussion that when a person makes a neder, to define, to be mefarish the neder, you go basa lashem bnei adam. Hanoidim miroye hachamo. Who are the roye chamo? Who sees the sun? Also, af besumin, even people that are blind, he doesn't see. Miroye chamo is just basically means anybody who lives on the face of planet Earth. It's just a way of saying human beings. Smell is also in anybody. Who's he coming lafuki? Who's a roye chama? Who's not a roye chama? He only means those that have no exposure to the sun. They're not near lechama. You know what that means? It means fish, or it means ubrim b'me'imam. Those are the only live, or bats that live in a cave. They're the only live things that are not near lechama. Everything else is nira lachama. It doesn't mean a reicham. If he wanted to be noider on people that see a Nazi, he would be noider ivrim as opposed to roim. So that's the lashem bnei adam. Mishnah Ches. Hanoider mishchoyrei haroish. He's noider from those that have black hair, luchar, black heads. Also bekarchin. What happens if somebody's bald? Ubale sevois. What happens if somebody has white hair? He's not Bali Shocha, he doesn't have black hair. What happens if somebody has a redhead, so he doesn't have any black hair? Zavada, Shcheri Roish is a common expression, anybody that his head is darkened. It means anybody who has hair. Who is he yet not being noider on? Who does he mean lafuke? Muta b'noshim v'ketanim. Shein nekroim shchoyri haroish el anoshim. This is an expression that we're not familiar with, but this was an expression we made chazal. Shchoyri haroish is a loshin that you find being used for all men. Not noshim, because women, their ears are covered, so they're not shchoyri haroish. They're mechuse haroish, not shchoyri haroish. And ktanim. Why children don't cover their hair. Young girls don't cover their hair. So it's not nikir by a child. If you're looking from the back of the head, whether it's a male or a female, by a woman and a man, you can see the hair is uncovered, the hair is not uncovered. The hair is uncovered, means a man. The hair is not covered, it means a woman. But shchoyri haroish, those that the hair show, doesn't mean ktanim, because you won't be able to be mavchin whether who they are, what gender they are, from the fact that the hair is uncovered. Since Santa Zach, shkava maramokim, place can bring, l'choyrish shteto, that a man doesn't have to have his head covered. Is there an issur me'ikra din for a man to walk down the street, for a man to walk dalet ames, without wearing something on his head, what we call a yarmulke, a kapel? Would sound from here that not? Azay shteitin bi'er agron erechaim simchas, he brings a rai from here. So it could be that the issur of walking around with the head uncovered is now a chiyuv, mikoch minik, but not me'ikra din from chazal, or it could be that generally speaking, there's an issue for a person to be nohug, to walk around with an uncovered head. We're talking over here bakroi. A person has to bear his head bakroi. It's not even an issue. A woman is not allowed to bear her head, even bakroi, if other people see it, because it's derech pritzus. But a man would theoretically be able to take off his yarmulke, let's say, to pose for a picture, whatever it is, if it's only bakroi. That would be the other way to explain over here this avchona, this chiluk.